This is a piece from Orote. Again, Orote is sort of Cook's essays on various topics. Specifically, we've been doing the past couple weeks Orote, Eretz Yisrael. So his essays compiled from various places on the topic of Eretz Yisrael. They're not connected, other than their general theme. So this is from Orote Eretz Yisrael. This is Perek Vav, the sixth piece in the book. This, what I made copies of, is the, I guess, elucidated version. Did I give you one?
Oh, no.
I want to keep
this. Yeah, I'm going to keep this.
Can we go over this maybe next week?
Yeah, we can go even. This isn't going to take the whole time. No. So this is the elucidated version by Rav Shlomo Aviner of Rav Cook's piece. I think that it'll help us and kind of understand a little bit clearer. So here we go. This is kind of on the interplay between Jew and Chutz La'aretz and Jew and Eretz Yisrael, and what the experience in Chutz La'aretz, almost what the Maila or the positive spin on a Jew in Chutz La'aretz is vis-a-vis his relationship with Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. I thought it was specifically apropos to this week because as we celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, excluding the Jews who are sitting in Eretz Yisrael, and even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Galut element to it. So, looking in a mirror and saying, what can we do or what's our experience in Chutz La'aretz or in Galut, and how can that, what does that look like, and what are the positives or the takeaways from that experience? So that's what this piece is about. So we'll start with the bold in the middle of the first page. Pe'ulat ruach hakedusha hanik letet be'aretz Yisrael po'elet hi tadir. The ruach hakedusha, the Holy Spirit. Pe'ulat ruach hakedusha, the active Holy Spirit. Hanik letet be'aretz Yisrael po'elet hi tadir. That is nikletet. Kolet is to like something that's is to be absorbed. The Klita in Eretz Yisrael is like the absorption center. So, Po'elati Tadir, it's constantly acting. In other words, this active Ruach HaKodesh, this active Holy Spirit that exists in Eretz Yisrael, it's Po'elat Tadir, it's constantly moving, constantly going, constantly on. V'hi, I'm going to read the non-bold too, V'hi mamshicha lip'ol gam imizta bina davar v'yata adam chutz la'aretz. And it continues to act, even if a person finds himself, is Damima Davar, if something comes his way, but Yatzadam Chutz La'aretz, and he goes outside of the land of Israel. So even though it's unique to Eretz Israel, but if a person ends up leaving, so it won't stop. It'll stay in the person. Person gets up and goes out of into Chutz La'aretz, it stays with the person. Amnam, Zot Ach Virach Bitanai, Shi Yitzi'ata Min Aretz Na'asata Ayide Ta'ut. Right, this is only if the reason why a person left Eretz Yisrael is out of taut. In other words, he explains, "B'choshvo shu adayin nimtza b'Eretz Yisrael limrot shibenet yatsa mimenu." A person like thinks that he is—he's I don't know how you'd have this case, but he's like going on a hike, and if he winds up, you know, in Jordan, and he thinks that he's still in Eretz Yisrael, but he's not. So, a person—why would a person leave Eretz Yisrael if he's already there? So maybe he made a mistake. He'd make a mistake and find himself in Chutz La'aretz, or Ayidei, Ezo Siba Mukhrechet, or there was something that pulled him out to Chutz La'aretz. Okay, and the halacha just tangentially defines there's maybe four reasons that a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael halachically. One is
Parnasa, right?
Isha Parnasa. If you can't earn money, if you can't find a wife, Torah. If you think that somehow, you know, you have just a better Rebbe in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to be able to learn Torah in a better way. Danger, right? And lastly, some poskim also talk about, like, if you're going to help someone who's sick in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. But outside of that, there aren't really any other valid, halakhically, reasons to leave once you're there. And so Rav Cook says that if you've left for one of the two reasons, either it was a mistake or you meant to, but it was for one of those halakhically ordained reasons, so the Ruach HaKodesh that you imbued, that you were given, the spirituality, the sense of holiness that you receive when you were there, it stays with you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shekol Nieh Bruh.
B'mikre ubo ha-halacha matir letzet l'chutz aretz. Right, in these situations where the halacha allows you to go to chutz aretz, and this footnote 116 is all those situations. L'chein, Adam sheyatza mi'aretz Yisrael mi'bnei ta'ut. Oh, page 76. Hechrech, if he has to or because of a mistake, it continues to be on him. Okay. The Raya Lakahi, and how do I know that this is the case? Hare gam hanavua kishachalak far be'eretz Yisrael enina poseket gam b'chutz la'aretz. That this the prophecy that comes, that's already come on a person in Eretz Yisrael, that it doesn't stop even when it goes to chutz la'aretz. Now, he says Nevuah, but, I mean, you could take Nevuah and broaden it out. Like, any, whatever spirituality we're imbued with in our time there, so that it doesn't stop. What's the biggest proof? K'moshin Amar, B'yachas L'Yechezkel Anavi. We mentioned this last week. Yechezkel, the Pasuk says, Hayo haya Dvar Hashem El Yechezkel B'Eretz Kasdim, that in Eretz Kasdim, Hashem spoke to Yechezkel. In other words, says Rav Avinir, Yechezkel Navi, Navi b'chutz la'aretz. Why was he able to get Nevuah in chutz la'aretz? Mimnei shezochel in Nevuah od beyoto b'Eretz Yisrael, because he had been zoch in Eretz Yisrael. So then when he ended up leaving, it stayed with him. Okay? So Yechezkel is our paradigm for a person who is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, for him, it was actual Nevuah. For us, it might be something less. But certainly, whatever we gain in our time in Eretz Yisrael, it follows us to wherever we go. Okay? Good?
Six, 8 months?
Right? No. Well, we're going to see. It's dependent on you how long it stays. Okay, here we go. So, and there's a quote here that basically that Im Kain Ruach HaKodesh Lo Nistalka Mi'a Ru'uyim La B'chol Dor. In any generation, a person has Ruach HaKodesh, it can stay with that person. Fine. Amnam Kasha. Says Avinair, in introducing what Cook's about to say, the following difficulty arises. Okay? Ketzet titachin hashrat ruach hakodesh b'chutz la'aretz. How is it possible that ruach hakodesh could exist in chutz la'aretz? Everything we've learned about chutz la'aretz is that it's the unideal place for a Jewish person to live, and it is doesn't have the same level of kedusha. A person having holy thoughts, they don't take rise in chutz la'aretz in the same way. So how could it be? Shouldn't it stop? Why is it that it continues? V'halo, admata, v'avira, it's land, meaning chutz la'aretz is land. V'avira, and it's atmosphere, yeah. T'meimim, they are tamei, right? Okay, so what's the pshat? Okay. So it says Rav Kook, Ela shiv'ata kodesh, this shefa, the abundance of kedusha, the holiness, the intense holiness that exists, shechut chala v'aretz Yisrael, that began in Eretz Yisrael. Shifat Kodesh Artzish Ralit, like Eretz Yisrael dick, I guess. So, Lo Rak Shehi Mamshicha Lizrom Chutz Aretz. Not only does it continue to flow in Chutz Aretz, Ela Benosaf Lakach, and additionally, Gam Milaketet Hi Et Kol Beiruri HaKodesh HaNimtzayim B'Chutz Aretz B'Chol HaMa'amakim Makarav Tam B'Kocha HaMoshech Ilea. What does it do? It milaketet. So here it's not absorption. It absorbs, but more like it collects. It brings together. Kol beruri hakodesh hanimtzaim b'chutz la'aretz b'chol ma'amakim. All of the, I guess, clear sparks. Like berur is clarity, but it's talking about like the clear pieces of holiness that exist in chutz la'aretz in all of their depths. So it collects them. We'll explain in a moment. Umikarv tam dekocha moshech alea, and it brings them closer in its strength, in the strength that's pulling it. In other words, in chutz la'aretz and everywhere in the world, no matter where a person is, there's kedusha, and the Torah Chasidut is, you know, latent with this. That our job in the world is to remove the borders, the klipot, so to speak, and reveal the sparks of holiness in everything. Right? So in that sense, Chutz La'aretz is no different, right? There's Kedusha everywhere. There's sparks in everyone and everything, and our job is to reveal it. So Rav Kook's saying that when I'm an Eretz Yisrael Jew, if I'm someone who's absorbed the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael, and I walk into Chutz La'aretz, so that spirituality is going to now almost bring together the holiness I'm going to be able to find, collect, capitalize, and make strong the holiness that already exists in Chutz La'aretz. I think maybe the best way to explain it, and you know, tell me if you have another idea, is that when you're in Eretz Yisrael, in theory, when you walk out and you go back home, you should look at the world a little bit differently. You should be able to see holiness in the world around you a little bit differently. Because it's almost like you put on some level of spiritual goggles, some level of holiness glasses. So when you walk around and you see people in a situation, you see environments, you should be able to see them a little bit differently because of the holy experience that you had.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay, good. Joe agrees with
that. I just don't know how long it lasts.
Okay, we're getting there. Well, that. So when a person brings that into Chutzar, so now he collects all of that. So if his life, there was a lot of holiness that was almost latent in his life, but it hadn't been brought out. So now he comes to Eretz Yisrael, now he can see it, now he can bring it out, now he can capitalize it, now he can live the life of the sparks of Kedusha that already have existed, but haven't been, so to speak, utilized and lived in the same way. Yeah, makes sense? Okay. Yeah, I think that fits very much with this theme that he's trying to say. In other words, if you imbue a space or an environment with the holiness that existed there, and he's saying if you go from there to here, but let's say in theory you could imbue it even if you've never set foot in Israel, but the holiness is the same, the godliness, so that in that way it's almost connected with Eretz Yisrael in a very real way, because they're sharing, they're overlapping, they're one's almost actualized in the Kedusha that exists in the other. So then certainly, if you go to Mashiach, they'll find each other, right? It's like they're two magnets that are in separate places, but finally they can come together. So, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, even though this is talking about one person going from A to B, not necessarily just a person, but whatever holiness that we are able to bring out is the same holiness that exists there, and they're two things that are really on the same plane. So he says in the non-bold here, v'toch tumat ha-galut, in this impurity of exile, yeshnam nitzotzot shel kedusha, and this parenthesis is interesting, shemibala dehem, haita tuma nofelet lelo yechol makum, without these parts of kedusha, the impurity or the challenges of chutz la'aretz would just kind of fall, and no one would be able to get up. It just would, no one would stand a chance. Because of the sparks of Kedusha that exist, the people in the shuls and the places and the environments that have the sparks of Kedusha, so that's how we're able to get through the galut. Amnam. La'acha sha'adam piteach. Et ha'keshon ha'limudi ha'mechkari ha'havanati v'ha'itbonen v'ha'itbonen noti. When a person, opens up, actualizes, realizes the talents or the strengths in intellect, in investigation, in understanding. So, in other words, if he is striving to utilize all of those different elements of his mind in a positive way in Chutz La'aretz, and previous, he'd already captured some of the Eretz Yisrael spirit. So what happens to that guy? So who? Misugal hitmoded im mitziyot tuma shebechutz la'aretz. He is able, his merits, to continue the hitmoded im mitziyot tuma shebechutz la'aretz. He is able to almost live with, or hitmoded is kind of like to, maybe put like caution tape around something. What would be that verb? Like to limit, to keep in check, to
restrict.
Yeah, to almost restrict. Lid moded is like to keep measure. So to keep measure to the mitzir of tuma and chutz la'aretz. So to whatever extent a person might have been negatively affected by the challenges of galut, the person who walks in from Eretz Israel is now going to have a different perspective on those challenges. He's going to be able to fight them, to be able to engage in them, and to be able to win, and to be able to let the Kedusha shine, and not the Tumah overtake. And with that strength to connect with the sparks of holiness that are in Chutz La'aretz, and then he brings out all of the holiness from the mundane. So you have a chul, you have a Chutz La'aretz that is inherently mundane with hidden sparks of Kedusha. How are you going to bring it out? So just based on pshat, go step in Eretz Yisrael, spend some time there and walk out, and then you'll have a different kind of perspective and you'll be able to bring out and live with, extract the Kedusha from the chol and Chutz La'aretz.
You'll be spiritually charged.
Exactly. Which is why, you know, I find it's funny because we all know people who have, and I think this exists with like kids who go to yeshiva for the year in Israel, so they come back and like, I guess it can go one of two ways. So like one direction it can go is like, you know, I don't know what to do. I haven't, you know, prepared for this. And the mundane, the challenges that exist in Galut or Chutz La'aretz, they kind of almost don't know how to deal with. And it's almost a lot of what they maybe have grown in makes it hard for them to keep up. In theory, though, what the ideal preparation that Eretz Yisrael is to be able to then navigate the challenges of Chutz La'aretz. So if you have yeshiva, if you have a program, if you have an experience, you have a trip that's just to get you to be really on a high there, but then come back here and feel like you don't know what you're doing and you're just going to flounder, so then the experience there missed the boat. The experience there is supposed to be able to get you to come here and then be able to know what you're doing, be able to extract that kodesh from the chol. Oh, you're saying the program specifically?
Some of them do.
Each program has its own challenges, you know, but certainly that would be something. I think that in the program that I was in, although not when I was there as much, but now, the whole year they're having conversations of like, what are the challenges of being in college? What are the challenges of being in Chutz La'aretz? And how are we going to, you know, they're almost like spiritually growing the kids, but then at the same time, like, preparing them, there's going to be these challenges, and how are we going to use what we have here to experience that? So that when they come back, it's they can use that in order to grow. So Cesar of Cookie says, okay, page 78. Koma shekashe yoter lisbo et avir chutz aretz. This is a fascinating idea. To the extent to which it is difficult for a person to withstand the atmosphere of chutz aretz. In other words, we should have not a scale for weight, but you should have you should be able to take some sort of test and say how difficult it is for me to withstand chutz aretz. Okay? 1 to 10. 1 to 100. And to the extent to which it is difficult, the extent to which you experience and feel this, the impurity, the spiritual impurity of this impure land. So, Zes Siman, what does this show? What does this highlight? What does this mean for you? Zes Siman, the Klita Yoter Penimit, Shel Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. That means that the inner essence, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, has almost found its way really deep into your kishkas. Mm. Right? Totally flipping this on its head. If I am frustrated with Galut, if I'm kind of frustrated, then Eretz Yisrael hasn't made almost the requisite impact on me. But if I really see the fact that this is not what we're supposed to be, and this environment is, there's something greater and something better and something on the other end of the line that we're ultimately striving for, and that Eretz Yisrael is where all the Jewish people are meant to live, and I really feel that very, very strongly, and I really would like to leave Galut if I could. So then to the extent which you feel that, so that means that Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the godliness of Eretz Yisrael, has gotten into your psyche in an incredible way. And I'm just going to go on to say that this is an unbelievable bracha. It's a bracha to experience this. Why? He says, "Kechol she'adam chash begoel ubemius shebegalut." To the extent which a person feels goel, like hagala, like the sense of wanting to purge, or mius, like disgusted by the galut. Hadavar mare, this thing shows, kibekocho liklot, that it was therefore in his abilities to capture, to absorb, b'tzura pnimit in a real inner way, yoter, at Ruach HaKodesh, Eretz Yisrael. Look how that person took advantage and really understood what it meant to be in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, and that person really absorbed it. Shekein ha-sleida mi'avir ha-galut. I looked up sleida. Sleida means...
You want to call Danny?
No, I think it's like disgust or a frustration with. Mi'avir ha-galut ba'a yachad im kashron liklot et ha-avir at Eretz Yisrael. The extent to which a person is, again, frustrated with the atmosphere of the galut, so that comes with the ability that person had to absorb the avira, the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So if you don't like galut, realize that you're doing something right. If it bothers you that you're here, realize that you have a holiness that you've tapped into. Realize that you have a godliness that exists in you that is very special, and you're actually imbued with something that someone who is just fine with the way things are hasn't yet realized. You could spend tons of money to go on many trips and stay in many hotels and see all of Israel and yet come back and not feel like anything is off. And to that said, maybe your money is wasted, kind of, because really it's supposed to get you back here, and Eretz is supposed to make an impression on you. He's not saying that you have to get up and leave. That's not what he's saying. But that experience should have made an impression on you that leaves you a bit of a different person, and that then makes you view galut in a different kind of a way. And what's unbelievable, he said, this is incredible bracha. Zeh siman. This is a sign of the chesed elyon, the unbelievable kindness that the Ribono Shel Olam has for us. Chesed miromim. This lofty kindness. Why? What's the kindness? What is Hashem doing for us by implanting in us this holiness that we got there when we come here? Asher lo ya'azev mimenu mishu zacha lehisto feif betzaltzach shel eretz chayim. That it means that Hashem has not abandoned one that merited lehisto feif is to... Tzeltzach is the clear shade of Eretz Achayim. Someone who is able to be protected by, to be sheltered. I think no, sheltered. Yeah, sheltered. Someone who merited to be sheltered by the clear shade of Eretz Achayim, meaning of the land of Chayim, like Eretz Israel. In other words, what does it show us? That God hasn't abandoned us. If you have a hard time seeing Kodesh in the world, if you feel like God isn't in your life, so when you look around Galut and you say, you know what, I feel like something's off because there's something bigger to the world, and there's something bigger to my life, and there's something deeper that we're all trying to get to, and that's Eretz Yisrael, and I feel that. So that means that you're experiencing Kedusha, you're experiencing Hashem in you, in your life. And that means that Hashem hasn't abandoned you. Right, the quote that we should always quote is Shechina Begaluta. Right, God is with us in Galut. So, the way Rav Cook's phrasing it is that He's with us in Galut, and the way that we really experience Hashem with us holding our hand through Galut is the extent to which we feel the impact of not being in Eretz Yisrael.
How long will that last?
I think, you know, honestly, when I say I'm going to get there, I did do the piece before, I promise. I'm not going to... But if you think about it for a sec, you know, we would like to feel that God is with us all the time. And to some degree, it's very easy to look around and galut and say, God got up and left.
Well, we can see God.
Well, if you want to, you can. But certainly, maybe on a historical level, you know, you could say, like, when's this galut going to end? And you could feel frustrated by that. But God gave us this bracha of a yearning, either if you can go to Eretz Yisrael and come back to Chutz La'aretz, or this idea of Eretz Yisrael that can be burning inside of us, that is almost like the light in galut that can, in theory, remain as long as we're there, and then almost retain the godliness inside of us in our experience in galut. And Hashem's with us the whole time. So says Rav Avinu to explain, Misha Zachaliot Baritz Israel, someone who's able to have found himself in Eretz Israel, really spoke like the Safuga, I think in Hebrew is a sponge. A person who was able to be a sponge. Me Avira from its air, with Achimikain, Ne'enas, let's say, Imenu, and then a person was forced to leave. Gam behitrachak. Even in his distancing and his wandering, even if it's galut, and even if he's wandering in the galut, from place to place, country to country, that godliness can stay with him wherever he goes. Again, he's still phrasing it in terms of living in Israel. We're going to get to if you've never, let's say you never went to Israel. We're going to get there in a second. But a person who's merited to live in the land of Israel, to dwell there, and to absorb its holiness, if he was forced to out of mistake, he left. So Tam Shicha Kedusha Lahadrichoto, to guide him. To guide him, to capture and bring together the holiness that exists in the, amongst the nations. And this comes, this expresses itself, this is seen in a person's frustration with galut. Okay, so now we get to the last part of this, which is, let's say I never went to Israel. Right, let's say either I couldn't, because historically I wasn't able to set foot there, or, you know, no, you haven't had the chance to, you haven't had the money to, you haven't been able to, for whatever reason. So says Rav Kook, Hazarut Shemargishim B'chutzaretz, if you feel like a czar is a stranger, if you feel like a stranger in Chutzaretz, Yehudi B'chutzaretz Tzarech L'Hargish Czar, and that's how a person should feel, like a stranger, Hare...
Oh, that's what it says? It says that's how you should feel?
Yeah. Like a stranger.
You should feel as a stranger if he's never been there?
No, sorry. I apologize. I gave...
Oh, here.
Here, yeah, no, I gave the intro that he's now going to address this, but he hasn't said anything about it yet.
Oh, okay.
He just said a person feeling like a stranger in Chutz Laretz. Okay. Haray. Haray. Himikashara yoter et kol chesha karuacha panim in Laretz Yisrael kudushata. He is more connected to this inner desire to Eretz Yisrael and its holiness. In other words, a person who feels like a stranger in Chutz Aretz, he himself is living the desire for Eretz Yisrael and its holiness. So, and Rabbi is going to explain, but let me just preface it. If I feel like a stranger in Chutz Aretz, then what am I doing? I am accomplishing what setting foot in Eretz Yisrael did without being there. Now, how do you do that? Okay, so it's not as easy, I would assume. You know, you have to learn Torah, or you have to interact with people, you have to be connected to Eretz Yisrael somehow. You have to do something to connect yourself to holiness, to spirituality, but if you're able to really do that, in theory, a person could feel that same feeling of being disgusted with and confused as to why we're still in Galut, even if he's never set foot in Eretz Yisrael. And that same effect, then, that God is with us even in Galut, so that could happen if I'm somehow able to imbue myself with that sense, even if I've never been there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's starting to answer, how long does it go? It's as long as you let it go. Right? If I go to Eretz Yisrael, and I feel a strong sense of holiness that I received there, and then I kind of just let it leave me, so then it's done. And to some extent, you may not see Galut in the same way. The holiness that you were feeling and you were looking at the world differently might have left. But if you're continuing to go to a cook's class on Tuesday nights, if you're continuing to learn and connect yourself with spirituality and to people who are of similar mind and of causes that fill a person with these kinds of things, so then to some extent you can continue to give yourself that strength. So says Rav Avinir, Adata, until now, Amar Rav ki Yehudi shehaya be'eretz Yisrael v'zocha l'ruach HaKodesh, a person who had been in Eretz Yisrael and had merited Ruach HaKodesh, Hari tamshich l'hadrich oto gam kasher yatzeh bal koruch l'chutz la'aretz. That person, when he goes to Chutz La'aretz, he still gets it. Ach, ma, What about the person who never got there? So, can he also develop this sense of Ruach HaKodesh? Of course he can. No question. The feeling of being estranged in Galut, this lidat mina Galut, and frustration. You'll tell me at the end if I translated that word wrong all seven times that it came up. This lidat mina Galut and frustration with Galut, yuchal ha-yudi lizkot Ruach HaKodesh afila biyoto mechutz la'aretz Yisrael. In other words, he can still achieve that holiness, that sense of feeling like a stranger in a strange land. And if he does that, then all the things that we said come to that person. The Kedusha he's able to see in the world, the extent to which he's able to take the Kodesh out of the Chol, he can do the exact same thing. So if someone says the only way to do this is by going to Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Kook, no, it's not true. It's not true. Would that help? Yes. Maybe it'd be a quicker fix, for sure. It might even go longer. But even that, done in the wrong way, won't necessarily give you the same thing as if a person's doing the right things here. Are we?
Equating our Jewishness to Eretz Yisrael.
I guess what we're doing is we're equating being in Eretz Yisrael and the extent to which a person is imbued with that sense of spirituality from there to other ways of attaining that same sense here. So would I say that Torah is like one of the primary ways? Sure. But I don't know if that's everybody's, immediate ticket. For some people it's tefillah, for some people it's chasid, for some people it's different avenues. But the point is that it's not just arbitrary spirituality. It has to be spirituality that leads you to a sense of realizing your place in Galut and how that's off, and that Eretz Yisrael is this. What do you mean?
Like, I feel like a lot of times, maybe like in the like everything in our religion, like our shul, like that becomes our
connection.
It's just like
a
different, I guess,
different
being when you're there.
Right. Well, I guess
you walk out of shul there, you're still surrounded by Jewishness.
Right. So I guess to your point, I guess two things. One is that it's very easy to live Judaism here and not get to that sense of that Eretz Yisrael and the fact that we're not there but we're in Galut matters. I could go to shul three times a day and learn lots of Torah and never and be imbued with that sense, and then I'm missing something. Because Rav Kook saying the only way you get that is if that gets you to that end point, right, to that feeling. So that's a great point. And also, I think to your point, being in Eretz Yisrael, this is attained a little bit easier, I would think, if it's done right. You know, a person, and we spoke about this last class a little bit, that, you could have a Talmud Chacham in outside of Eretz Yisrael, one in Eretz Yisrael, and in theory, the holiness that the person has in potential can come into, can be realized quicker or easier there than here. So to some degree, if I take a trip there and do all the things right, then maybe I could have done less work here. It would have taken me less effort. I could have attained a similar kind of mindset. And I don't know if that has to be explained on a mystical or a spiritual level. It's just like, when you're there, you come back here and you realize Galut is off. And if you're not there, it's harder to feel that Galut is off. Very good point. So now he just kind of finishes off with a similar theme as last time, with his Hatzipita Lirota, the person who desires to see it, meaning Eretz Yisrael in its full glory, not now, maybe we're getting there, hopefully, but the full glory of what Eretz Yisrael has to bring to Geula and the Jewish people. Okay, I'm going to skip this. He just summarizes. Well, no, I'll do it quickly. We mentioned this last time. Right, the Gemara asks. This is Gemara in Ketubot, we quoted last time. That every person who lives in Sion will say. So the Gemara says, right? Everyone was born in Sion. Every person. No, obviously not. So Ella, Echad Anolad Bav, Echad Amitzapilir Ota. Whether the person who was born there actually, or the person who desired to see Sion. Both of them are counted as having been in Sion. So, therefore, if I am desiring to see Eretz Yisrael in its full glory, if I'm realizing what we're missing and what we want, so then I am counted as not as maybe kind of one who lives there or is certainly
connected
to it in the right way. So, Hatzpia Shel Adam Zeh Lirot Et Eretz Yisrael Mitkaberet, a person who wants to see Eretz Yisrael be strong and grow. No, I'm sorry. I think I did that wrong. Hatzpia Shel Adam Zeh Lirot Et Eretz Yisrael Mitkaberet. If this person's desire, Mitkaberet, grows stronger, because this feeling of being estranged in Galut will then cause him to want to see Eretz Yisrael in its full glory. In other words, it's very unlikely that you feel like a stranger in Galut, but you're not at the same time wanting what's there. So, in theory, says Rav Kook, the two things are coming hand in hand. To the extent which you feel a czar here, you're going to want what's there. And those two things together are going to ultimately consider you as one who is getting the right idea. Vitzior Chakika Tavnita Kodesh, and the engraved, designed structure of holiness. In other words, like the, I guess, designed structure of holiness. Shall Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Batamid. In other words, the structured holiness that exists in the land that Hashem's eyes are on always. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, that's from Dvarim. In Nusach Sfar, they say that in Kiddushah, right? Ereshis Achris Kereshis. Okay, whatever. Mitameket Yoter V'Yoter. That a person's that structure of holiness that exists in Eretz Yisrael, to the extent that, as we saw in the previous word, mitkaberet, the person's feeling grows stronger, then that holiness, mitameket yoter v'yoter, goes more and more, goes deeper and deeper into that person. Okay? So if you think that, in general, I feel like there's something off here and I want, you know, us to fully actualize what Eretz Yisrael can be for the Jewish people, then if you're on level one, push yourself to level two. If you're on level two, push yourself to level three, because to the extent to which you work on that element of your Judaism, so the holiness that is possible, the godliness of Eretz Yisrael that can exist in you, can go deeper and deeper and become more and more ingrained in you. And Adam Zeh, this person, that his entire being is kind of desiring Eretz Yisrael, he'll understand, mitzayir, be able to kind of draw, like design, he'll have a sense of it, tofes, he'll be able to grasp, margish, feel, v'chai, and be able to live Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so it'll exist inside of him. V'omek tshukat hakodesh al chibat Zion, and the depth of a person's desire for the love of Zion, that real love, shel zechirat haaretz, of remembering the land. Run through quickly. Shekol chamudot, and all of its beauty. I'm just going to read the bold right now. Bak shurot, when comes to connect, because mitkaberet bin Hashema, comes to connect everything to the extent to which it's strengthened in the soul. Afil yechidit, even if it's one person, and this is what we'll end with, even if it's one person, even if you yourself are doing this work on your own, it becomes a spring that goes forth to everybody around you. So you think that it's just you? No. You have an impact on everyone around you. Now, it could be technically because you're talking about it, but somehow these things spread. It says Rav Kook, don't think that I'm doing it in my silo and therefore I'm not affecting the general people that I interact with. No, this will spread. It'll become a spring that flows to everything around you. Continuing the ball, the revot neshemot akshot ima, because we're all connected with the same godly soul. And therefore, if your soul is tapping into this, then so is everyone else's. The kol shofar shel kibbutz nidachim mitorer v'rachamim rabim mitkavrim, and the shofar of the ingathering of the exiles will awaken us and with lots of mercy, and we'll get it stronger. V'tishal chayim l'Yisrael mitnotzetzet, and the spark, the hope of life for Jews will start to sparkle. Mitnotzetzet. V'tzemach Hashem holech v'forech, and the flowering of God will start to bloom. For Yeshua Gula mit Patzel mit Pashet, and the light of salvation of and redemption will start to spread itself like Keshachar Parush Al Arim, like sunlight flooding the mountains. It should come soon. Amen.